It's the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. That was Redbone by Childish Gambino. You're listening to 107.9, 99.5 right across the mountains. Move FM, where we are playing.
Oh, I'm in your six again.
Hogwarts Sorting Hat.
I was looking it up. Because, surprise, surprise, actually my girlfriend can't even hear this broadcast, but I'm trying to get her the Sorting Hat.
Is this just a
cheap replica?
Okay. Yep.
From the official Harry Potter merch store. Guess how much it is?
$30.
More than double it.
Whoa! Does it actually... Is it alive?
It's like $78 US.
Is it alive? Because that might be worth it if it's actually like, buy me, it's worth it. But like, I sincerely... We're not at that point yet. What,
the one Sorting Hat there is in the world.
I'm going for a steal, $78.
It's your buy.
Was on Harry Potter's head himself.
Why are you so cheap? I cuss a lot when I drink. Anyway, we've got the Sorting Hat in the studio. I'm just going to put it on Miss Love, and then you're going to put it on me, and we're just going to determine what house we should be in. 635-22900 is a number to call if you want us to put the Sorting Hat on the phone and find out who you are. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, wait your turn. Like every good Year 7er at Hogwarts
does. I'm so excited, Harry. Oh, what's it going to be, Harry? Oh. Harry.
Hufflepuff!
Is that the Ranger one?
The Ranger one?
Isn't there a one that's just full of rangers? Isn't there like... And how many parties are there? Clubs. God, I'm bad with Harry Potter. How many are there?
Please. I forgot that you've only read half of the first
yes!
book. That's where the Sorting Hat was, though. How do you not know?
What do you know about pain? Gyroscope is up next to move. After that, the Sorting Hat comes back into the studio and call on 635-22900 if you dare play. Ooh, it's very dark, isn't it, Harry Potter? Ooh, how bad did you get in book 7? Nobody bothered reading it, did they? It's kind of like lost season 7. Everyone gave up. Move FM.
Waterfall, Stargate, Fee Peak and Zero, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM, where we have a Harry Potter Sorting Hat in the studio. And so now exciting. That Miss Love has been put up to date on what the four houses actually are, he can put the Sorting Hat on me.
This is really embarrassing. Can you really quickly run through them again? Just roll them off. Gryffindor, Slytherin.
You almost made me swear on air. It's the second day.
Gryffindor, Slytherin.
Go on. Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw.
Okay,
Do you know which ones they are?
Gotcha.
Yep, what their main traits are? I know.
It's time for Friendly Jimmy's to find out what house he's a part of. Let's put it on his head.
I was going to say the suspense is killing me, but it's really not.
It's time. Ravenclaw. Because he's so clever with his politics and whatnot.
We can keep this up for the whole song. She looks perfect. 5 seconds of summer up next on Move. Saved by the Bell. Dedication to my ex, miss that, Lloyd and Andre,
really?
Not 4,000, 3,000. 635-22900 is the number to call because we are playing, because we're just liking this voice today, I guess.
So good.
Choose your own adventure on radio.
So exciting, so interactive for our viewers, our listeners today.
Yeah. Even though they haven't called in, but
I'm just doing it at home. I gotta stop thinking I'm Eddie McGuire. I don't have viewers. There's no viewers. guys, we're doing
Choose Your Own Adventure for Pirates of the Caribbean 1 to 8, or however many movies there are now. Who actually cares? Sorry for the one guy that's offended by that.
Okay, so I think this is open. So I think, are you just going to tell me two options and I have to pick them and then you say,
what
you
happens?
Die!
Well,
no matter what I pick.
No! Well, that's silly. What will happen is you choose your adventure and then you get to see the thrilling results of your choice. Results! And you'll never know what the other one is, so I assume it won't be that. I assume it'll be quite lackluster, but nonetheless, we're experimenting here. We're paving new way. Right here on Move FM, we're paving new way. New ground.
So excited. Oh my god. I feel like I'm year four again, and it just goes, okay, it's your time. You go, oh boy. And then you read the book with the least amount of words.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Run down to save the girl, or jump across the lagoon to steal the gold. What do you... Which do you choose?
Am I Captain Jack Sparrow, or am I... Oh, right.
Yes.
Well, Captain Jack Sparrow. I do love a damsel in distress, but I love gold even more. I'm choosing the lagoon, baby.
The guy who plays Legolas swipes down and steals the gold before your eyes. You've wound up in a tight spot.
Six, three, five, two, two, nine, oh, oh. Jehu play Pirates of the Caribbean. The music stopped.
YouTube, you can't get so better cool radio than this. Just try it. I know you're not going to turn the dial. I dare you.
Move. That might be the only high you need, the Veronicas, but the only high we need is... Pirates of the... We already did Pirates of the Caribbean, Choose Your Own Adventure. So this one is Pirates of the Pacific Ocean Island. Choose Your Own Adventure.
Instead of stealing gold, they steal chocolate-covered gold. It's Christmas every day in the Pacific.
You mean Easter?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, how are we going to do okay this?
It's exactly the same.
Oh,
635-2290 if you want to call. Right. Pirates of the Caribbean, Choose Your Own Adventure, dead. No one wanted to play
no
that.
No one liked that game.
Welcome to the Pacific. As we mentioned, stakes are much higher because everybody likes yummy, yummy chocolate. Except for dogs. Don't feed it to them.
Or grapes.
So, here are your options. Not Jack Sparrow, Bob Sparrow.
Bob, what our sound guy.
Whoa. How much chocolate is in this island?
First option. There's another rival pirate ship that comes across to you. Dare you fight them with your cannon?
Okay.
Or do you swim and try and go to the desert island and see what happens there?
Well, I've always been a man of adventure and mystery, so bring on the desert island.
You swim to the desert island, and on there is Grimace.
The best surprise of all!
A nondescript being. Is it an alien or is it a human that got a really bad growth defect?
Stay tuned for the next installment of Pirates of the Pacific Island Volcano Area. If you don't beat it, D-Guys, up next to me. I don't know.
Bad Liars, Semelina Gomez, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You are listening to Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
I have a hypothetical for you. This just came to me. If you were walking around in downtown Los Angeles, which I assume you do a lot. I just assume that.
No, yeah, I have the same lifestyle as Kyle Sandilands, exactly.
And Selena Gomez drove up to you in a car and gave you $1,000 and said, look, get in the car. I'm being tailed. You have to help me. I'll give you the $1,000. Would you do it?
I don't see why not.
Because you're involved in a felony. Of some kind of...
But you don't know what the felony is, right? So maybe you just cop it on the chin and it's just a bit of a... impersonating Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, but would you do it really? Because you would suspect criminal intent to it. She's like sweating and very distressed. Would you actually do it? Come on, you would say, oh, I've got a phone. Do you want to call the police? Or would you really just jump in the car?
You know what I'd realistically do? If somebody just ran up and goes, come on, come on, do it.
What?
More, no, one more in terms of patheticness than that, because it's pretty much what a tree would say if it was able to master linguistics.
Okay.
Which is just, what? What? What would you do?
I'd go along. I'd like to say I'd go along for the ride, but I mean, I feel like I'd be like, I'm on my way to a burrito place I looked up on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. This is really messing up today's schedule. So,
yeah, life's tough, isn't it?
Life is so tough. That's what I'm getting at here, really.
Is, you know, and you've got to prepare for every scenario.
You know,
and Selena, that's what we will be doing in this entire radio show. The new aim of it is that there is multi-universes. Every possibility is possible.
Will be covered.
All of them.
Yeah, it'll infinity take a long time. Options.
So, yeah.
But that's what we're here for. We're not here to dilly-daddle or act like a pair of, dare I say, pinheads. We're going to get the job done.
Yeah. We are doing what nuclear physicists dare not do because it's not their department. Just physicists in general.
We're starting a new wave of radio. None the likes that Australia has seen, but also the world. So we're basically like Tesla.
Yeah, but some better. Aliens might have seen it.
Yeah.
Any aliens that are like slug-like but wear basketball clothes have seen this.
And that one alien from Star goes, it's a trap. God, I love that guy.
I know. How would it be if he is just listening to us right now and just going like, they're really, they're pretty mediocre, really, for what the standard here on it's a trap planet.
It's a trap planet. Futon. It would be called Futon. Yeah. You know it would be. Something crummy like that. Excelsior 3.
Move FM. Ash London is up next. That's right. Philia told us that's who's up next, and I will say that from now on. Right across the mountains, you're listening to Move FM. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, as it is 4 p.m. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's been a good drive.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty much the start of it.
Did you know Noddy?
Mm.
Did he drive?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Course he did. No, actually, maybe that old guy that... That relationship was sus, to say the least. Well, it just was. There's so many like cartoons from the 60s where you just look back at it and you go, were they worshipping Satan the whole time?
That's Gumby? Is
yeah.
That was really Soviet-esque.
And you know what? Give him back.
Like, bring him back,
exactly the same way they were. I'm sick of Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I know. It's just bring it back, and then for good measure, bring back Alex Mack as well. Huge hurt.
Yeah, well, in case you've just tuned in for the first time and you're wondering where Hamish and Andy are, they have been replaced with Margaret and David reviewing children's programming. More than this, One Direction is up next, Sobu. Too Good a Goodbye, Sam Smith, 107.9, 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. I want a doctor to call up on this, 6352-2900.
What, is Sam Smith clinically insane? We've got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, why are you too good at goodbye, Sam Smith?
What's your
going
issue?
On in your personal life? Oh, right, you mentioned it in the song before, but we only ever listened to the last 10 seconds. Because, you know, why bother listening to all of it? We don't have time for this.
We're on the go, all right?
I've tried to download the same YouTube clip 5 times in a row, okay? My life is full on.
Yes, yes. Well, what do you want an expert in for?
I want them to answer me this question. Is there a way that you can buffer... You know, look.
Buff out the windscreen of your bloody car.
No. Why would I ask a doctor about that?
Well, I don't know.
Because I'm an idiot? Miss Love, why did you have to expose my secret?
Exposed.
No. What I wanted to ask is, you know when you do a poo-poo and you've just eaten really hot, spicy meal?
Ugh.
It just stings. Is there anything that you can do to stop that?
Don't eat the spicy food.
But I like it.
Okay,
you can see the bind I'm in.
I'm sorry to quote the French guy from The Matrix Reloaded, but that is cause and effect. You eat spicy food, it's going to be spicy. Do you think there's some sort of...
Yeah, but I want a second opinion and I want it to be medical. How many medical facts do you know based off? I bet you all you know is that your belly button is a bit of your fallopian tube tied up. I need someone who knows more than that.
You've watched Blade Runner way too many times. You reckon there's just some sort of like, it's too bad you won't live, but if you eat a hot curry, eat this little pill, it'll neutralize it in your gut and it'll come out smelling like flowers. It's not true.
Were you watching Blade Runner or were you watching an Advil ad? Hey there, Delilah, playing white tees. I mean, we've all made that mistake before. Move it, Feb.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be here.
It sure is. Did you have a good day today? That's great. Oh, that's right. We're not on play school. Set in stone,
speak
guys.
For yourself.
That's what you think's going on here, right?
Dumpty.
All the friends, all Jemima, Big Ted, and who could forget Little Ted?
That show was so Aussie. They basically, their set was just a Vinnie's. So their budget must have been $1.50, honestly. I loved it though. Nothing against them. The circle window, and who could forget the triangle window?
You, because it was an arch window. There was no such thing as a triangle window.
I've been foiled. Evaporates, disappears forever.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
That was my one crux.
Yeah, you
that was
weren't
the spell.
Watching play school. You were just staring directly into the Bermuda Triangle. Wasn't it great how every single episode a Japanese fighter pilot ran out and started yelling at you in Japanese, "Help, help, for the love of God, grab my hand," and you never did? I don't know that episode at all, Bissoff.
Wait, that was Ocean Girl.
Set in stone. Guys and Bastion, up next on Move. How hot was Ocean Girl? The answer is 7 out of 10. Stars, One Republic. You're listening to Move FM 107.9 and 99.5. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Listen to that beautiful voice. You're good. You're doing good. You're doing good, Buster.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I'm proud of you.
I don't know why I was expecting a barb at that point, and I was going to go, yeah, well, your eyes are kind of squinty.
You couldn't say that because yours are too.
Yeah. Checkmate. Am I just staring back at a mirror? Don't want to go home, Jason Derulo, up next. Miss Love, if you could trade lives with a European DJ, would you?
Whoa.
We're talking high-end, one of those ones, huge crowds where everybody's waving their flags, massive flags.
Why does everybody have big flags?
I don't know, because I like to show that I come from this country, yeah. And I also like to use it as a tablecloth.
This is a question that I feel like my whole life has been leading up to. I'm simultaneously really happy and really sad that it's never been asked to me up until this point. I would love to do it. I would love it. I think it would be really fun.
I don't think anybody wouldn't now that I think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would mainly, it'd be really fun, but I mainly think it'd be really hilarious.
True.
Like, really funny.
I'm pretty sure, most of the clothes that you'd own would be black singlets that are basically just knit. Surely.
Oh, this is where you've just found your stride with weird Euro trash. You have found yourself.
They're so underrated.
You've really, you really get it, don't you?
I absolutely do.
Net singlets. Glasses that just cover the pupils, weird dance gestures where you just use the wrists.
Justin Bieber, baby, circa. Stop pretending that you came up with that cool grandma haircut. That was Eurotrash's years before you little pipsqueak.
Caught exposed on Move FM.
Such not a popular opinion on a top 40 station.
Keep
Justin
on listening
Bieber,
to Move.
What a poser. Symphony, can we bat it up next on Move? Symphony, Clean Bandit, Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, 107.9 and 99.5, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move F-A.
Struck a dummy.
We almost got there, didn't we?
Yep. Move F-A. Football Association. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope your drive home, your prime time commute is going well.
Yeah, all 7 minutes of it, I'm imagining. Is anyone ever caught in traffic here?
Yeah, not really. We do go down to the lower mountains. If you are driving, I hope that you are eating a sausage roll or a sandwich. I'm actually at a point now where I really like driving and eating at the same time. I feel like I'm really multitasking, like, epically.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
With yourself?
No, just you.
It's so rewarding.
Yeah, at that point, you are a king of the road, aren't you? I mean, we are really encouraging people to keep their mind off the road, but...
I'm not advocating it. I mean, I'm not saying have a bloody full-on roast while you're driving. It's just, you know, have a bite of a sandwich if need be, but...
I'd like to say the same thing, but I did just call those people kings of the road. I am clearly advocating this behavior.
Yeah, that's true. You shouldn't do that. I am a seasoned professional. So much like the stuntsman in Jackass... Jackass, sorry. Don't try these stunts at home.
Especially if it's a donut. Don't you think there's a very real chance that you just go and bite in on the wheel and you go, but if I thought that was the donut, oh no. Surely.
Absolutely.
Especially 100%. If you're driving a small clown car where it will be the same size as a donut. You got to think about these situations. What doesn't kill you? Kelly Clarkson, 107.9, 99.5. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Kelly. Oh, Kelly. How is she still
Is that
around?
All you got? Oh, right. I don't know if she is.
Well,
on Move FM, she is.
She is, but yeah, I am.
I mean, so is Fake Wood. I don't think that's a look anymore. I don't think it has been for years. I'm pretty sure that was a dated look when Terminator 2 was in cinemas.
I thought you were going to say Faker, at which point I would have abruptly stopped you and said... Nothing wrong with them still playing because they're classics.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's disputing that. And we all wait their sophomore album eagerly.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
It's coming. If you don't know who we're talking about, that's all right. You really don't need to.
I've got a question for you, Jordan.
Sure.
God, we're so horrible to Faker. Given the extensive studies that have gone into how much of a distraction technology can be, your internets, your Facebook, your iPhones, what have you.
All internet related, sure.
Yeah, yes. Shoes. No, yeah, all of those things.
Yeah, e-shoes. It's like Get Smart's phone, but, you know, it's a smart shoe, so you can do all the other stuff on it as well. Really, that sounds really expensive, and it sounds like as soon as you make contact with this man, it breaks. Yeah, that's the genius of it. People will still buy this because it's just got the word I in the front of it.
I only just realized this very moment how... silly that show was just now.
it took given you 50 years.
Given given all those facts about the distractive nature of technology, given the choice, the power to do away with it in an instant, now, would you do it?
Already done. Mission accomplished.
Wow. Really? I thought you would have at least considered. I thought you'd go the other way 100%.
I already live that life now. You know this. I live in a hut in the woods with a dog. I don't have the internet.
You have a laptop.
I don't have your fancy access to your CNN.coms. I find my news out the old-fashioned way.
The Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah. I buy my news for $2. Can old people stop being so hilarious?
Explain.
Why are they buying news?
I have to defend that right now because having... You wouldn't know about this, Jordan.
Yeah.
Growing up in the time you grew up, it's
which
nice.
Is your time.
It's nice. Yeah. Well, I'm an old soul. It's nice to have something tangible, something where it physically turns. There's something very rewarding about reading a newspaper. I used to read the newspaper a few times a week. You know, I don't know. Let's say a few years ago, for a few years, I was in. It was great. It's relaxing. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but just do what every other. A person under 40 does when they want a newspaper.
Go to BuzzFeed.
No, but you're not going to give ethereal touch. I'm saying what you do is you go into a hairdresser and you say, do you sell coffee? No, you don't. Oh, okay. And then you just take the paper.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Need you now. Dean Lewis up next on Boop. Steal away, kids. Just look, Spartan rules. No. If you don't get caught, it's perfectly legal.
Do not listen to Jordan, everybody. Move FM.
It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. You're listening to Move FM 107.9 and 99.5 straight across the mountains. What's the definition of real?
How good is this beat for that?
Really good.
That's basically it. I've just really wanted to know. You know how rappers are always talking about, yeah, I'm a real ick, mate.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Why are they less real than I am?
You have asked the wrong person this question. I'm like the whitest guy in the whole world.
Oh, you are not.
I don't even know.
You absolutely are not. I could definitely mistake you for the old black guy on the Uncle Ben's logo.
Real talk.
I mean, what I would summate is that I guess realness is some sort of... I think it's associated with like crime or something. I don't know. The streets. It's that whole thing. It's like I'm real. So I guess it's like I'm... I don't know. Not fake. How does anyone not be real? I think the only people that aren't real are like people that work at Wall Street. Everyone else is real. Everyone. So the fact that rappers are being like, I'm more real than you, it's like they should be like, can we just have a universal acceptance of realness upon us? Because none of us are making billions a week just sitting at a desk.
My God. Okay, I didn't know that... I thought this show was just Jordan and Mislove, but it seems like it's Jordan and Heidegger.
Who's that?
You're a philosopher, man. Why Jordan did I ask Chomsky. You what the definition of real is? We should have been... Look, we have Top Dog in this town. Why don't I ask him?
Ask him. He'll know a lot better than me. I mean...
Yeah, all right. We're going to take this show live to Michelle's Patisserie, where we will have to wait approximately 7 minutes until Top Dog rocks up. And then we can ask him what real is. Hook me up, Veronica's move. It's really harsh to put that in a song, Gabrielle. But anyway, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Where we came across a discovery in the last segment. A lot of things. We were discussing the definition of realness. It was basically just like ABC Radio National took over this commercial station for a brief 2 minutes.
Which is okay sometimes.
Sure thing. And you're getting there. You're getting that nice stroking beard thing where they go,
yeah. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But what we also discovered was Michelle's Patisserie is hilarious. And while we have Heidegger in the studio here, because I was so impressed with how philosophical you can get, Miss Love.
Yeah.
Why is Michelle so funny?
Do you want me to really go deep down the rabbit hole? Do you want to get red-pilled?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't want it to happen on the definition of realness because it did make me think about my existence too much. But
it's a two-prong answer.
Yeah.
Two-part answer. I've thought about this a lot, so
I can't believe you have. Yeah. Keep going.
One.
Yeah.
It's called Michelle's Patisserie.
Is that one of the points?
No. It's not done yet.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Amateur.
Although that could be potentially. It's hilarious enough.
Oh, but the bane of my existence is opening pea brain's mind.
It's called Michelle's Patisserie. Mm. And they also, this is my opinion, they should just specialize in that. They also have coffee, milkshakes, finger buns, meat pies, all these insane, it should be called Michelle's Universe. It doesn't make, it's hilarious. And it's called Michelle's Patisserie. And they've got so many fingers and so many, no pun intended, pies. Secondly,
okay.
Part two.
So it's the Kmart of bakery stores.
Yeah. Part two. It's cheap, man. It's so cheap. That's all you need. That's all you need for hilarity.
We have lost a potential sponsor.
I know. I was thinking that as I was saying it, but was it worth it? I think
absolutely.
So. I think so.
Oh, my God. Keep your damn money, Michelle's. Do you even have that much? You sell hot dogs for $2.
Well, Top Dog's keeping him in business. But
Absolutely, he is. Dude, he should release a follow-up song called Can I Touch Your Fingy Lady Buns? But Call Out in the Dark, Snow Patrol is up next on Move FM. You know the show Random Breath Test on probably 7-2?
Do I know it?
Do you know it?
Yeah, obviously.
Hell yeah.
I watch commercial primetime TV enough to know that show.
Okay, well.
And enough to hate it.
How can you hate this show? It's nothing but Aussie legends from beginning to end. Every single person that's on there, I'm just thinking, if you were slightly better at cricket, you would be as respected as Don Bradman. There was a guy the other day.
It's so true.
That they just went, mate, okay, so you are off the charts. You are six times over the limit. And you go, oh, I haven't drunk anything today. And they said, well, when was the last time you drank? And he goes, last night. And then they said, so how many drinks did you have? And he goes, so I had some malt, some Jack, two bottles of Jack, actually. Just went down this line. This conga line of thicker conga. And thicker level conga. Amounts of alcohol. And then at the end of it, they were doing the maths. And they go, mate, you have drunk 94 standard drinks yesterday. And his defense was, yeah, but I didn't drink anything today.
You're right. You're absolutely right as a king.
Dua Lipa, new rules up next. This is why I'm saying, this is why we need to get rid of the Queen in England, because that guy needs to be our royalty.
But see, that's what stirs me up is that a lot of these guys deserve a little gold trophy at the end, not a fine, or not prison time.
I totally agree with that. That random breath test is more or less a game show to us, isn't it? It's basically the same rules as Deal or No Deal. Just like
how mad, like how. Yeah, how good would you be at doing a barbecue? It's great.
With a little infusion of that Japanese concept in game shows of punishing you for being an idiot as opposed to rewarding you for being smart.
That's what it is.
Don't you think that the cop in that is more or less just Andrew O'Keefe going, mate, I really don't want to give you jail time for this because you are an absolute legend. I mean, you almost cracked a century. In fact, you are the Don Bradman of drinking.
You know what? You changed my mind. Completely flipped. I'm with you. It's great.
Okay, well, let's get out of here, Boover Feb. Oh, God, we've got to stop saying that drinking's awesome on commercial radio.
No! It's first segment.
First week is what...
Good afternoon.
We walked into the sports utility store here a few months back. It just reminded me, this is why this town... it's Nausicaa Valley of the Wind. It has to be protected at all costs. Because
wait, where are you going with this? I don't even know.
Remember where you wanted to buy a footy?
Oh, that's right. And then they had children's size footies.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you said, and this is why this town is, if you could sum it up in a single guitar string, it would just be... Because... You said, you only got kid ones. You guys got an AFL ball? And then the store owner says, yes. We don't do that round here, mate.
Yes!
We don't play that kind of ball here, mate. Sharon's are across the store in Target.
At which point, we went to Target and bought a Sharon. But I love
something for everyone.
I love that.
And there's a Michelle's patisserie in between for so the mums.
But I love that, like, we couldn't have possibly, on the face of this earth, thought of anything more offensive than being like, yeah, have you got an AFL ball here? Anything more offensive. Nothing.
It's
I could have punched
so
him in the
true.
Face and he would have been less offended. He would have been like, you're fair cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? Respect.
You could have told him that... you were on the side of the Japanese in World War II. That would have
less,
elicited less tears to this man. Playing it loud, Cassie Davis up next on Boom. Podcast. No, it's not. It's the radio show. It's the same thing, more or less. It's just got every now and then someone going, you want to buy some meat? You want to buy so much meat that you need to get a wheelbarrow and attach it to your car?
That's a man who's working too hard. Friendly Geordie's podcast, mortgage, work, timesheet. God!
Yeah, you're listening to me have a nervous breakdown live. Oh, commercial radio, it's always the classics, isn't it? Someone's suffering immensely, ratings go up.
You're only getting realness here, everybody. The Blue Mountains area right now, you're getting real. 101 real. You don't get this anywhere else. maybe at a really intense community station in Alice Springs. Other than that, no way.
Oh, my. I'd never, ever want to set foot in a community station in Alice Springs.
Speak for yourself. That's like one of my dreams.
I can only speak for myself. And you know what? I have been working too hard. You're absolutely right. How could you say that? Yeah, that was honestly like someone saying, do you want $1 million? And you're going, no, look, I am trying to renew my Allianz insurance at the moment. No. Wait a second. Is that offer still good?
Also just closing a deal on Fujitsu Air System. Fujitsu.
What?
I feel like anyone that signs up with Allianz is doing a double deal to get a Fujitsu Air conditioning system in their house.
What have you got against Fujitsu? And what have I got against Allianz? That guy with long hair seemed to like it a lot in that ad from the 90s where he goes, hey, if your car gets stolen, we might not reinsure that, but the tennis racket is covered.
I don't want to seem petty, but I hate both of them because they both have really patronizing, annoying ads. I don't, you know, if I want an air conditioning system, I'll find it myself. And also Allianz, no. Stop sponsoring so many events.
Yeah.
I don't want insurance. If I want insurance, I'll go with the NRMA or something.
Do you really like cricket and ice skating?
I don't believe them.
Which you pick one or the other.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not even one of those crossover sports like ice hockey. I would imagine that. At least it's got a ball or something similar to it. Yeah.
No,
that's exactly the same as Allianz, a cricket ball. We all know that's a fact.
Allianz exposed right now. Who's the head of Allianz? Anyone listening, let's get to the bottom of this. We're leaving now. Show's over. It's been really good. It's been a lot of fun. But a task for you. Let's expose the head of Allianz for any discrepancies.
Look, this is what we want you to do. Just get the first Google image you could possibly get of the CEO of Allianz. Post it up on the Move FM Facebook page and just write exposed.
we
know. We've got your face.
We might send you a yo-yo if you do that. And let's just hope that they're not a sponsor in the future because it seems they're just popping up out of nowhere these days.
I love how the prizes on this radio station seem to be targeted purely at 6-year-olds. Anyway, Ashland and Zex.